The sun is shining, yet we're about to go indoors. A nondescript house, just a house on a street, next to a school in Birmingham. And I'm standing next to Julia Higginbottom, who is Gabby's slave on Twitter.
We're actually in Darlaston in the Black Country because we're going to go and see a play.
I believe most of the play takes place in the kitchen, is that right?
All of the play that you visibly see takes place in the kitchen, and action goes off in what would have been the wings in a theatre, on the side rooms. But yes, all in the kitchen. It has an added dimension, which is that you get greeted as at the door of the house as if you're actually coming to a house rather than coming to watch a play. And you are then taken through into the family's living room, and you interact with them in that space, which is something you wouldn't get in a theatre experience at all. It's a very, very unique, special way of going about a performance. And I think the thing about this that is really good in a world where there's so much noise is that we end up actually having something that's special.
Only 25 people can see this place at a time. Now, you've been brought in, though, because of your expertise as a company in getting this stuff streamed online, multi-cameras, the whole video aspect. How many people will be able to view it online?
We've got gearing to upscale. Event with me is hoping to be able to kind of really, really leverage out of all of the different channels, lots of content, so that you're not just coming to watch it, but that you will come back and visit the site and see lots of interesting things there.
Wow, so the live stream of the actual play, you'll only be able to watch for 24 hours.
Yeah, we want to make sure that it's still, in a way, a unique experience. It's a window of time. You're going to get a glimpse inside this world in a virtual space, and we're doing some really exciting things that you'll see happening over the next week to 10 days that even goes beyond the performance that we're streaming, so that you get a sense of, actually, this is, you know, like a little window into a bit of social history, something interesting happening. You know, it could be anybody's family, really, the sort of drama that happens in our lives day to day. And I think there'll be a lot of resonance for an audience online and ones that will want to see it. I think it's going to London next, so there is an opportunity for you to still see this beyond the set of performances.
I've been told expect a blurring between reality and the theatre. Fantastic. Let's go in. I'm really excited now about this, so let's go and see what is in store. There are people gathering in the living room. Who are you?
My name is Sandeep Gurcha and play the character of Mum.
Can you give me five words to describe this play?
Emotional, relationships, hard truth.
That's two, you got away with two then.
And I think reflection from your real life.
We are literally being invited into a life which is being enacted here. How is this different from other work that you've done?
Most theatre pieces are such. They have a traditional, you know, theatre. But here, everything is different, very different from the real, you know, the conventions that we're used to. So we actually get into the whole mood of the play ourselves. So when the play starts, you actually almost don't realise it. We get the audience involved from the word go, from the minute they actually enter the house. So even on the invites, we don't say we're inviting you to see a play. We actually tell them, well, it's a Sangeet night, which means, you know, my daughter, who's getting married, she's getting her henna done. And the tradition is you have a lot of singing and dancing, and people actually join in.
Who are you, sir?
My name is Gurpreet, and I play a character called Jagjeet.
How is this play? Is this normal for you?
Site-specific stuff. I've done a few site-specific work, but never in a house. It becomes very real, and, you know, the audience feel like they're a fly on the wall and feel like they can't react, and they're watching a real-life kitchen sink drama.
Who do you expect to be walking through that door? People who are normally into voyeurism or just your general public?
Well, theatre goes, Punjabi audiences, across the board, really, like loads of people, loads of diverse people.
So site-specific, quite often there's a physical aspect, whereas it looks like this play is really playing on the mental by suddenly you're looking around and you feel like you are inside someone else's family discussion that maybe you shouldn't be eavesdropping on.
Yeah, I think it is mental, but I also think it's physical as well. Like the prologue, if you like, that happens in the lounge is physical. But also, the kitchen isn't very big, and it does become a thing of balancing the space, you know, and that is very physical. And you know, your body language is, you know, it gives everything away. So you have to be really careful about the choices you make because the audience are sitting on, you are sitting on their lap.
Tell me who you are and why we are here.
My name is Shalene Huda, and I play Dal.
Is this normal for you?
You know, at the end of the day, it's about a Punjabi family, but it has nothing to do with being Punjabi. Families all function in sometimes the most insane ways.
Without giving away too much of the story, the mechanics of what was going on, there was some amazing interplay with radio, with the baby monitor,
yeah,
and all kinds of weird stuff, which I hadn't necessarily seen before, but was done really well. Is this more complicated, the choreographing of integrating technology into the show, as learning your lines?
Oh gosh, learning lines is just learning lines. You know, I think that's 10% of what actors do. I think there's much more to it. But we have an amazing stage manager, Jessica Thanke, and she is on top of it.
I mean, initially I thought we'd come here because of all the Arts Council, well, all the cuts that are happening, and I thought, oh, maybe it can't be done in a theatre.
Oh,
and now I'm thinking, this can't be done in a theatre. It has to be done in this space. You have to have this intimacy.
You know, it's funny because, you know, it can be done in a theatre, but not like this, not the amazing, amazing interaction and experience that you get like this. I think because we want to, you know, we want it to be seen, we want it to be appreciated for the amazing piece of writing that Sonia Lakhari has done in this, you know. It's stunning, but at the end of the day, you will not have the same experience as you do sitting in an actual kitchen. And
yet you are in yourself whilst you're performing this, without knowing, probably going to be performing on multiple levels, because as this kitchen environment is very reminiscent of the soap operas we watch on television, this show's also going to be live streamed. So it will have that soap effect almost. How does that feel that this is going to be going out?
Oh, it's, you know, that's a really tough question. Some parts of me feel like it's weird that we're, you know, recording it because it's a different medium. But at the end of the day, once again, because we're in a real kitchen, I think that it allows for it. I think that there's, you know, this exciting possibility of this whole, yet again, new stream of theater we're creating by doing that.
Because this is so select and so niche in a way. There are only so many people that are ever going to see this.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now. I know you're going to London and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But for me, I think this is unique because of the household we are in, for example, and the energy that contains. I think that allowing people to get a glimpse may well be the carrot on a stick that makes them think, oh, I've got to see this for real.
Yeah, well, it is kind of upsetting that not too many people can come and see it, but that's what kind of makes it more exciting at the end of the day. And it's only available for 24 hours because at the end of the day, it is theatre. It shouldn't be accessible all the time. It has to be something special, something exciting, something you go to, plan for, and experience.
Who am I standing next to?
Emma Mangu.
This is like no theatre I've seen, and I've said this a number of times already. I was moved, I was scared, I felt like I should get involved, and it's all about proximity, it's all about how this is kind of happening in your face. As you're only reaching effectively a room full of people with each performance, does it feel like harder work?
It doesn't really. I mean, vocally it's great because I'm not having to project as much. It's great being so close to people because they see everything. It's a bit like TV, isn't it, where you see every thought that's going on and all those little minor details. Nothing goes amiss, so in that sense it's great.
And you can't drop your guard for a moment. There is no kind of even turning around and breathing a sigh of relief because you've just remembered a really difficult bit, because everybody can see everything. A lot of rapid changes as well.
Yeah, it moves quite quickly, so there are quick changes, and act one, two and three are completely different, so the audience, you know, don't really know what to expect.
Does this feel as rewarding as the big stage?
More so, actually. I really enjoy this kind of work. I mean, the great thing is you get to meet the audience when they come in and you get to speak to them when they leave.
Well, I want to wish you all the very best. What's your Twitter name for those that would like to connect with you online?
Hema Mangu, all one word, lowercase.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Balvinder Sopal and I play Musiji in the play.
The play's starting soon, isn't it? And you're inviting them effectively into your house, if we're thinking about you in character.
That's right, yeah. Basically, this is my sister's house,
okay.
And her daughter is getting married. And it's the Lady Sangeet night. And basically, all the audience members have been invited to the Lady Sangeet night. So they come in, they have a bit of a... They eat, And we come down, speak to them, and then we get a bit of drumming going on, and they start singing and dancing, and it just livens it up, because that's what a Lady Singeet is. It's like a hen night.
Slightly voyeuristic in a way.
Yeah, the whole play is, I think, because you're watching stuff happening in someone's kitchen. It's almost like fly on the wall kind of thing, you know, and there's certain moments of the play where audience members are like, we shouldn't be watching this. It's a bit too close to the bone kind of thing. Yeah. You can't stop watching.
I'm really looking forward to it because I've never experienced theatre in this kind of environment. I mean, a lot of people may have experienced street theatre, which is outside of the normal spaces, but do you think this would work inside a theatre?
No. It's too small a piece for it to work inside a theatre. And also,
so it needs that intimacy.
It needs that intimacy. And also, it's authentic. You know, sort of being in a kitchen, it is all about family life. It is about... You know, everything that happens in the kitchen. It's kitchen sink drama kind of thing. If you took it out of the kitchen, it wouldn't. Its significance would possibly lose.
We've got the smells. We've got the very, very real sights because this is a working house. Yeah. So there's a whole
people
new dimension.
Eating, people making stuff, you know. Coming into the house so you feel like you're being welcomed into a house. You know, you wouldn't be able to get the feel of the real deal, I don't think, in a theatre. It just wouldn't work.
Fantastic. Well, you've got to get ready. They're starting to invite the audience in. I want to make sure I get a good chair. Thank you very much indeed.
That's great. Thanks very much.
I'm sat with Jessica, who is one of what appears to be only two members of staff. I don't know if there are more people hiding in the cupboards. Are there just two of you working as staff?
It's actually just me as a stage manager, and Ruth's our front of house.
What's your role?
I'm the stage manager, so I take care of all the actors, all the set, all the props in the kitchen, as well as costume changes, the sound and the lighting for the show.
We talked briefly amongst ourselves about the modifications that had been made. They seemed very covert and not many. A little bit of lighting. There is a sign saying fire exit above the door. Is there much more that you had to do?
There's a few hidden speakers in the kitchen for like the baby crying and the frying noise and stuff like that. And then just speakers in the living room to make it sound like noises coming from upstairs when really it's just coming from next door. Apart from that, it's getting a few fire extinguishers in, getting a ramp put in just in case we have any wheelchair users. I think that's it, really.
And how do you feel about the cameras coming in?
I don't actually mind. I think it's going to be really exciting. I'm actually really, really excited because a lot of my family and stuff haven't been able to see it, so everyone will get to log on, which will be really cool.
That's definitely the extra reach, I think, will definitely be an interesting facet of that happening. Ruth, you'd normally be stood at the front of a theatre, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah.
So, interestingly, we kind of knocked the door opened, and there you were. The only kind of sign that we were stepping in to a theatre, I guess, because there's a member of staff and you have the public written on your shirt, and then you kind of showed us to the living room, and then it all went back to house. There was some Moses on the table and juice, and it was as if we were in someone's living room. Very strange indeed. How does this feel for you now?
It feels kind of strange, but it's good. It sort of feels like I am like in a house kind of thing, and I'm not really managing a play.
And when the play actually started, you were a part of the audience. You sat down.
Yes, yeah, I am. I've been part of the audience for 11 shows now.
Blown away. I've had to calm myself down from the anger I was momentarily feeling, then the intense depression. I know you probably didn't necessarily have that. It was passing, and then I was deeply, deeply moved. I want to say the experience has been incredible.